open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday, November 3rd, which is the first Friday of the month, which can mean only one thing. It is another first Friday day, the November edition, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker by First Friday lead organizer Kayla Mock and also Kat Dorcas of Emporia's First Friday. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good today. Kat, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kayla, before we start talking about how many and what's going to be coming up, I mean, really, you're looking at this kind of opening up the holiday season for a lot of folks.
Absolutely, yeah. We're kicking off the holiday shopping season, and we've got a lot of local artists that will be downtown tonight, and you can come get some early Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, a lot of neat activities, too, surrounding Emporia's first Friday this month, so let's get to it. How many do we have on the First Friday list this month, Kat?
We have 16 venues and stops to make for this one. And the weather's going to be great. So.
Beautiful weather, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, Kat, where will we all be for both the venues and the art vendors?
Okay. Well, starting off with our presenting venue is Escape Art Gallery, and they'll be featuring the art of Andy Valdivia and Joey Roca, and that's going to be a really cool exhibit, so make sure you get down there. And then head over to Vault Meats and Cheeses, and linked by AEA will have permanent jewelry, and you can also receive 10% off any purchase at Vault. TM Eats will be hosting the paintings of Leon Morrow, and when you go in there, ask about the specials for dinner. Plum Bazaar will be hosting Cottonwood Handmade Soap, so you can stock up on your soaps, and if you buy a pendant, you can receive a free chain or cord from Plum Bazaar. Ashley Burris will be at the Axe Shed with her art, and L&L Pets will be hosting young artists Aniza, Yasmin, and Jalen Rodriguez, and they are going to have all their art, very colorful and something to see, and you can enjoy 10% off any purchase from L&L. Mike's Attic will be hosting award-winning author Cheryl Unruh. She's going to have several of her books available there. Gravel City Roasters will be hosting the work of Dion Morrow. It's going to be super cool because it's coffee shop-related art, so that's really going to be one to see. And you can enjoy 10% off any purchase from GCR. Trucks Gallery and Gifts, obviously you need to stop there because they will be hosting a fundraiser for Emporia First Friday to help us meet our match day goals. So there will be lots of art that have been donated by local artists, and you can buy tickets and do a raffle and have opportunities to win art. You can also enjoy 20% off tarot and tea from Trox. Hap Waddell will have his exhibition up at Mulready's Pub and enjoy a dollar off your first drink there. The Emporia Arts Kennel presents glass blowing demonstration, and Kayla will probably talk more about this, but it's all the good stuff. It's a mobile glass unit by April Lemon, who is known for her glass work. It's going to be super cool. She's going to be assisted by Nick Dykin and Annie Hahn, local artists there, and they're all ESU alum. The Art Center Art Mobile is going to be there, along with food trucks, so it's going to be a good stop there for everybody. Sweet Granada will be hosting the work of Brian Vasquez, and you can receive 10% off any sweet purchase during the art walk. The Emporia Arts Center will have their annual Veterans Art Exhibition. The award ceremony are at 5:15, so if you want to catch that, be there then. The Style will host author John Queen, and he'll have his book, One, available. And then if you trot on over to the ESU campus, you can enjoy a lot of ceramic work in the Empic and Gilson galleries with the work of Tricia Coates, who's also the Art Forum speaker for the evening, and Elizabeth Moto. And so, that is it.
So let's see, the first Friday art trot then to ESU, right?
Yeah, you can trot it. Yes.
Okay, so, well, Kayla, let's talk a little bit about the Emporia Arts Center and the glass-blowing event they have specifically, I guess, early in the day for veterans, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. So that gets started at 9 o'clock this morning and goes until 4. If you're a veteran artist, like I heard you say earlier, I think there's still a few spots available. The food trucks will be there all day, so I'm definitely having a funnel cake for lunch today. And then they will take a break for the Veteran Artist Show reception over at the Tressler Gallery. And then from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock during the art walk, they'll just be doing demonstrations. So you can, you know, walk over and get some tacos and watch some glassblowing. Of all the cool things that happen on Commercial Street, did you ever think that glassblowing would be one of them? Like, how cool that the Art Center was able to bring this to the art walk. Yeah.
Yeah, new things happening all the time. New cool things always happening downtown. And as Kat mentioned, weather going to be perfect. Near 70 degrees today, so a beautiful evening, fall evening, to get out and be a part of Emporia's first Friday Art Walk. And what the presenting venue, Kayla, is the Escape Art Gallery?
Yes, okay. They are located at 511 Commercial. It used to be Newman's Department Store, and I think the last thing that it was Sears. Angel Franco there has done a great job of renovating that first floor, and I've seen pictures of the art that he just put up from Andy and Joey, and it's big, bold, colorful, beautiful. I'm really excited to get in there and take in all of that.
All right, so things launch when at 5 then?
5 o'clock. And goes all the way until 8 o'clock. Just grab a passport at any of those places and bebop around. Bebop and trot. We're bebopping and trotting tonight. And then at the end of the night at 8:30, we will do a drawing at Mulready's Pub for the passport prize. And this month it is a gift certificate from Vault. So Angel at Escape Gallery, his neighbor there is Becky at Vault. And so he went over and got a gift certificate and is supporting his neighbor. So you can get some delicious meats and cheeses.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
It's Emporia's first Friday Art Walk. 5 o'clock, a lot going on downtown. Kat, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kayla, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Kayla Mock, Kat Dorcas, Emporia's first Friday Art Walk. And a beautiful evening it will be, Chuck.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker slot, which is 7:20 every weekday morning, you're almost out of spaces for next week. The only one that's available happens to be next Friday. And we're already seeing quite a few dates claimed already for the rest of November. So if you got something for the middle of the month, get on it and let us know. 620-342-1400 is the number to get scheduled. Monday, we'll have Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelch as we discuss the recent onset of vehicle deer collision season.
And there's been a number of those happening already. Newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. 735, 46 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next. J&T Auctions having their consignment sale in Olpe Sunday, November 5th at 1 p.m. Tractors, skid steer attachments, livestock and farm equipment, vehicles, tools, and more. Still taking consignments until the day of the auction.